Alaska's most visited national park spotlights the little-known Buffalo Soldier story. And the Haynesboro introduces a junked car initiative. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. When you think of Buffalo Soldiers, does Alaska come to mind? Probably not. But the African-American units, formed in the 19th century before the U.S. military was desegregated, are a part of Alaska's history, specifically Skagway's history, during the days of the Klondike Gold Rush. It's a seldom-told story that's now in the spotlight. That's because Alaska's most visited national park is part of a nationwide effort to make the parks relevant to an increasingly diverse America. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
And Skagway in 1898 was a pretty rough place.
Park ranger Charlotte Henson is holding up black and white photos of Gold Rush era Skagway for a couple dozen tourists to see. She tells the story of Alaska Territorial Governor John Brady writing a plea to the Capitol.
He wrote to Washington, and he said to Washington, "The Lynn Canal is full of gamblers, thugs, and loose women," unquote. "Send help."
And help was sent.
Company L of the 24th United States Infantry that was stationed here for 3 years, from 1899 to 1901.
Ben Hayes is chief of interpretation for Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park. Company L was an all-black regiment sent from San Francisco to the booming mining settlement of Dyea. A few weeks later, they moved to the nearby town of Skagway.
And so they lived their lives here, and in many cases we found they were not only serving their country, but they were also fighting on a second front, and that was a war of discrimination and bigotry.
Back on the walking tour, Henson leads the group to a busy street across from the historical YMCA to tell one of those stories of discrimination. She reads from a newspaper clipping from 1900.
It said, "The line drawn, objections arise to colored men in YMCA. Withdrawals made."
Racial discrimination is a constant thread throughout American history. But until this summer, that piece of Skagway's history was mostly unexamined and untold. Why is the story being brought to the forefront now? The National Park Service is concerned about the disparity between the people who visit parks and the American population as a whole. Park visitors are overwhelmingly older and white.
It is very concerning that we have audiences that don't reflect the true makeup of America.
The Park Service has decided that to remain relevant, they have to find a way to appeal to a more diverse audience. That's what prompted the Klondike Park to apply for a federal grant aimed at preservation of the civil rights movement. The park was the only one in Alaska to receive such a grant this year. The $22,000 appropriation motivated Hayes to do something unusual. Normally, the rangers who give tours get to choose what they focus on, but this year, he required all of them to research and give talks about Company L, Skagway's Buffalo Soldiers.
I hated the idea. I didn't feel like I had enough information.
Charlotte Henson again.
And so I was kicking and screaming. I might have been one of the last ones to get my walk done.
But now Henson says she's realized how important it is to tell this story, one that's been relegated to the background for so long.
They help make our society the way it is today, and we need to be aware that it's just not white people that have done everything in this country.
Unlike the Soapy Smiths of Skagway, there's not a lot of information available about the men of Company L. Henson describes it as a puzzle the rangers are slowly piecing together.
We don't know what they thought about Skagway. We really don't know what Skagway thought about them other than our...
Michigan resident Sharon Williams is one of about 30 people who followed along on Henson's tour.
I knew about the Buffalo Soldiers. I didn't know that they had come as far north as Alaska.
Williams is on a high school reunion cruise. She says her Virginia school was segregated until her senior year. Williams says she did not expect to hear tales of civil rights on her cruise to the 49th state.
I thought it was very well done, and I just appreciate, she said, the fact that they had to start trying to put the pieces of this puzzle together, and I'm sure there's a lot more that's going to be uncovered as they, you know, get pictures and newspaper clippings and that type thing, but it's a start.
It's a start. a sentiment Ben Hayes echoes.
I think we've just scratched the surface.
The Rangers have been working this summer to track down a living descendant of Company L in hopes that family stories will shed light on these men. Additionally, the Klondike Park hopes to keep Skagway's Buffalo Soldiers in the spotlight beyond this summer. Hayes plans to apply for the same grant funding next year to continue telling visitors about this little-known piece of history. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Emily Files.
The Haynesboro has had enough of derelict cars piling up around the area. On Thursday, Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan will host a public meeting to discuss the plan for removing dead vehicles. Community members with unwanted automobile lawn ornaments can submit their name to the borough. The plan for now is for 15 names to be drawn at random. Selected residents will pay $50 and the borough will come with a flatbed to remove the junked car or truck. If funds allow, the program will be offered again in the spring. Businesses are not eligible and the vehicle's title must be handed over to the borough. A vehicle tax was introduced a few years ago to help deal with junk cars. The tax brings in about $25,000 annually, according to Ryan. Ryan says there are hundreds of junked or abandoned vehicles in the borough. He says they pose an environmental risk, can decrease property values, and are an eyesore to locals and visitors alike. The chosen cars will be emptied of fluid, crushed, and shipped out of state. Ryan says depending on the price of scrap metal, the borough might even eventually make a little money out of the deal. The ultimate goal of the initiative is to rid the community of all junk cars, but for now, it's 15 at a time. The public meeting happens Thursday at 5:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. Interested junk car owners can submit a request to the borough by Friday, September 16th at 2 p.m. Find a link at khns.org. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening.